Chinese butter in the tea sugar. Yeah, that's one of the ones that worked a lot.
I think so still. What? As of now.
That was Moishek Kibel Toyer Nisinai. The Bartanura says that Bimishi Nigla Visinai. I know that the Torah was given on an oifen that a birur agomur of the mitzvahs of Torah. That Torah was nimsar midor ledor belishum shinui. The Haino that it's not like in the Goyish Medina, so. You have the laws, and you have the people in charge of making the laws, and they can change them whenever they want. We'll get together a rove of the people at that time. They could have a law that was acceptable for 100 years. We decide we don't like it, and they change it overnight. And in Torah, so it's not like that. In Torah, the same Torah that was nimser to Moshe from the Bora Olam, that same Torah was nimser midor ledor. And that's the exact same Torah that we have now, Elishim Shinui. The Bar Tanura, actually, this is what he means to ask. The Teretz is the same, but Lechura, if we say that the Tana here came to be mevases that Teretz niskal v'sinei v'nim stodor dor. So why is this mission at the beginning of Ovis? This mission should be at the beginning of Brachas. We start the first Masechta in Shas. Let's just say, Moshe Kibbol Torah B'Sinai, Mesor L'Yoshua V'Chulu. Why is it Dafka here? So the Bar Tanura he says, Oymer Ani, Lefishim Esechet Zu, Einam Yusedes, Al Pi Mitzvah, Mi Mitzvah Satoira, Gishar Mesechtas Sheva Mishnah, that since this Mishnah, this Mesechus is not based on a Mitzvah Mesuyemes from the Mitzvahs of the Torah, Gishar Mesechtas Sheva Mishnah, every Mesechus comes to Mavar a certain Mitzvah. Elokula musorim umidos v'choch miumos ha'olam gamkim chibru svorim k'mo shebodu milivam v'dark yamusim. So he had like the mesechus of us be'etzem is a mesechus that's kula musorim his nagus of a personality derech hamusar and midos. And we find also that the B'chokh Me'umis also wrote us svarim like that. וחוכמי ומועצת העולם גם כן חיברו סבורים, כמו שבודו מליבם, that they made up from their hearts, בדרכי המוסר, כיצד יסנאי כאודם עם חברו. לפי חוך, התחיל התנא במסכת זו, מוישה קיבל תורה מסיני, לא אומר לך, שהמידויס והמוסרים שבזו המסכת, לא בודו עושם חוכמי המשמע מליבם, אלא אף אלו נאמרו מסיני. That's what the Bartanura says. Is al pidar keno. So the pshat would be that it's poshut to us that the Maseches Brachos comes to the Haskola comes to be mevar the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's Vashteitzach. It comes in Var the mitzvah. Is Meseches Avos that Be'etzim is Musorim Umidos. So there would be mokum to think that then it says Anshi Knes HaGdoyla, they say this, Shemin Atzari, they say this, v'chulu v'chulu. So we could think that this is each of these things were some things that these Chachomim they thought about, they were machli, and then they said it. So the Bartunur says, nay, that everything that it says in the Sechas of us was Kabbalah L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. If I don't know if you came to answer this kash or not, but the answer would be that it's a bigger chiddush in this mesechta than the other mesechtas. That a mesechta that comes bevara mitzvah shebe Torah v'shteitzach, everything was nemar b'sinai. But something that's the chura seichel ha'anoshi, it's a nice way to act. So maybe not. Then it's also the Moshe b'sinai. It's the height of the aside is that that hain in the shetach of laws that countries make, and hain in the shetach of sifrei of hisnagus of musar umidos that the goyim write. So the where how do they decide what to write? They make a law. They make a hanhoga. Emily Post. You ever heard of Emily Post? She's out of business in America. Emily Post used to be, I never read it, but there used to be a book of Emily Post that said all the halachas of how to, of hisnagus. You'd be allowed to eat chicken with your hands. Of all the different various shilas that could come about when you have, you know, acting between people. Kind of, they burnt that a long time ago. No one acts like a mention that anymore anyways. But what's this miyusad on? So be'etzim, it's miyusad on the hargoshes halev that they have. Lefi, the society that they're living in. Yeah, and therefore, things can change as you go along. If the society changes, if the row of people start thinking differently, so the hisnagus also changes. Yeah, so that's poshut. Mashenkin in Torah, it's not like that. Torah is the emes muchletes that the Boro Olam was megala how the a person is supposed to be misnahig bedin in mitzvahs and in musar umidos. Benusach acher, a goyim they wake up in the morning and they find themselves in a world. They find themselves on planet Earth. So now they have to decide how are we going to act, and how should people conduct themselves, and what laws should we make that people should do. So what's the kavana shebazeh? That's what kavana is, that the Mishnah says luli moro shel malchus ishes reyo chayim blo. If it wouldn't be for Moira Malchus, then people would possibly kill each other. If not, they would kill each other. It says the Lashon of the Mishnah is a chayim blow. They push it with it, eat them alive. You know, it's like he sees a big fish, eats up another fish. He says, he's alive. So people do the same thing. Except that Moira Malchus has to stop that. Moira Malchus, that's the koyach ha-mishpat, that they make laws. The haino that if you're living, if there would be only one person here, so then a goy, he would mamish a kol avas nafsha, he would do. Everything belongs to me, I can do whatever I want. But there's more than one person here, so we have to somehow or ever live together, that the society has to somehow not to become barbarous. Is Mimela, so we have to figure out exactly what kind of laws we should make that everyone should live happily ever after as much as possible. But there's no real ikoron here that it has to be like that. Is Mimela, if people change in the way they act, so we can change the laws according to the way they act now, and everything also, everyone will be happy. Right? It's very stretchable and changeable, because the whole kavon is only that people should be able to live together without everyone stealing v'chadoyma. So that's hain in you have to have laws about how to buy and sell things. You have to have laws about the traffic laws. Everything has to be, but if there's no traffic laws, so everybody's just going to push the pedal and get out of my way. So what's going to happen? You're going to have a lot of cars in the junkyard, people in the hospital. Is has to be some type of system where people will act in a certain fashion that they're able to live together. That's in the aside of the whole goyish civilization and everything that they hold as asur and mutter. In Torah, it's not like that. In Torah, the pshat is that hayos that the Bara Olam created the world. And he put people here for a purpose. And the purpose was not to live in this world. The purpose was that they should find in this world kelim with which to come to Shleimus. And then to be over from this world to a different world and live there. This shleimus that a person can come to is not arbitrary. That also was nigzar al pi chokhmosa yizborach. Exactly what the maximum amount of shleimus that a person can come to. Or the Bara Olam wanted that the person should have the highest efshorus of shleimus and mimela the highest efshorus of his karvus to the Bara Olam as possible. That was the kavana. Is mimela that's totally in two things. It's totally number one in what is the person, and number two is totally that he has to have kelim with which to accomplish that. Is the person? He's here. He's created. Yeah, here he is. So now, what can this person do in order to come to the shleimus that the Bara Olam wanted him to come to? So be'etzem, we'll leave that part out. That's what there's a difference between before the Mabul and after the Mabul. We'll forget about before the Mabul. That's past history. It's not the Yetas Karega. What are you going to do now? So yeah, push the shaila. Well, what should I do? All right, if everyone will be given this idea that he should know that the Bara Olam put him here in order that al yidei things that he can do here, he will come to Shleimus, that in Olam Haba, it'll be good for him. And he can also do things that be'idach, that is not going to be so good to him. So now take out a pen and paper and start writing what you should do. We have no idea of a chlal. Is the enochanami? We better said no idea of a chlal. The haynu that in order to be able to know that, so we would have to know what a person is la'oymek all his koyches hanefesh. Koilel is koiches haneshama and is koiches haguf. We would have to know what is this adam that the Bora Oilam created. We would have to know it al maskuntai, b'chol prata, b'chol diktukov. And since we can't know that, so we would not b'chol know what to do. Is what Torah was megala. In order to know what we should do in this world, in order to come to the shleimus that the Bora Olam wanted us to come to, he was also megala us what to do. And that gilu lemaisa is lemaila from seichel ha'anoshi. A person cannot be oimidat in it by himself. All you ask me, Avraham Avinu. Because I'll talk about it. Yeah? It's be'emes, this Torah was nimser to Odom HaRishon. Odom HaRishon, in Gan Eden, it says, lo'ov do l'shomra. What was he supposed to do there? Take out his pitchfork and start watering the plants there. Lo'ov do l'shomra, it says in Chazal, lo'ov do z'mitzis esei, l'shomra z'mitzis lo sasei. That's what he was supposed to do there. Noyach. It was also Lama Tayra, Rashi says. Bairam tells him, take the behemoth at Tahira 7. Behemoth Shaded Tayra 2. I don't know. Behemoth Tayra. I'm supposed to say Behemoth Tayra. Tell me a giraffe. It's a lion. It's a Behemoth Tayra. So Rashi says, Noyach Lama Tayra. And that the beginning of Torah was then also, but the chiyuv in Torah only started with Maimon Har Sinai. That's the historical aspects that is not negiyat. That's why that is now. But al kopanim the Bora Olam was megala everything that a person has to do b'chol protov in order to come to that shleimus. And there's nothing that the Gross says that there's 613 mitzvahs. So 613 mitzvahs, there's a lot of time in between each mitzvah that we do. It's like the Goyim, it's not like that. The 613 are only klolim. But the pratim of the mitzvahs are believable. Yeah, that's I'll give an example of what it looks like that. Rav Shraga Feivel Ben Delovich, Zechron Gavrocha, the Miyasid of Torah Vadas, was once giving a shir. I think it says it was in Takanshin. He was giving a shir in Pirkei Avos, and he came to mention this Indian that in Torah is nisgala the oifen that a person that should be mishaig with all his mice in Alpi Torah. Yeah, I was talking about this Indian. So one of the Bokrim asked him that he would like to know if any of the Rosh Yeshivas in the yeshiva you can see that by. Shtekel chutzpah. So Shabbos, it says Shraga Feivel thought a minute, and he told him it was a chutzpah. But once he asked this, he'll tell him that in order to answer that, he would have to have had in the Rosh Yeshiva, everything that they do, in order to answer the question. So he says that the emissaries, he told the emissaries that there's one Rosh Yeshiva that he did that with, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. That since he came into the yeshiva, Rav Prash Raga Bible was boiling in him, and he said he can be made. There's nothing that Rav Yaakov does that's not Al Pi Torah. Everything that he does is Al Pi Torah. How he walks, how he goes out is Al Pi Torah. Or the Rav Chaim Moizer, Zechon of the Bracha, said that on the Sichus Chulin of the Chafetz Chaim, you can make a Birchas HaTorah. The Sichus Chulin, the Chafetz Chaim, is Torah. You can make Birchas HaTorah on it. That's what it looks like in the Miluoy. That there's nothing that the Chafetz Chaim or that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky did that wasn't thought of Meroish and Nifsak al pi abirur in Torah, that how you're supposed to misnai. Why is that? Because it's pashut like that. Because Hayos, that the entire tachlis of this oilam is al yidei the maisa odom kam here to come to oilam haba, is that must be kodel all the maisa odom. Is Mimela, how is he supposed to know it? That the Bayram is Megalan Tayr. Masha'en came, if a person would try up his own Seichel to decide what to do, so he would end up, even if his Kabonos were Toyv, so he would end up with the Chaloim of the Melech HaKuzar, that had his Chaloim that Kabonosecha Ritzuyev and Masecha Ein Ritzuyev. Your kavon is good, but the maisim are worthless. Because to be oymed on the maisim or amitim, that's only shaykh in al-yidei gili min ha-shamayim. So now, zok de bar tenura, that l'choira, I understand. You want a mezuzah. House needs a mezuzah. So it needs a micah. You have a beged with arba kampas. It needs tzitzis, v'chadoyma. So those things are boring. That the Sfarshteitzach, I would never, in millions of years, have thought of that on my own. And without a gili, min hashemayim, I wouldn't know. And even if I would think of it, I could make a cheshbon that if you have a house, so how are you going to make your house that it should be mekudesh to the Borei Olam? Right? So I could come up with an idea that l'chura on the doorpost, when I walk in, I should put something there that should remind me all the time that there's a Bura Olam, and in Bela, I'll, right? But what should I put there? Should I put there a picture of the sun? Because the Bura Olam created the sun. So when I see the sun, I remember the Bura Olam. What should I do? So that I should put there a mezuzah that says the parsha of Shema, Vom Shemoya, that then a million years may have taken. I mean, why not that says a dibris? Yeah, so the oimek of the protim exactly, zikr, we understand that a person would not be able to be oimek that on himself. Mashenke, lochura, in midos, is what's a midah toiva, what's a hanhoga ru'uya. What's the hanhoga toive ben orin lechaveroi the chadoimed his nagus of clapping how to act properly lechur that we would maybe have a havamina to say that I could be oimed on my own because I've been the chamench and I feel what's right and what's wrong and the mele so I can decide on my own what to do. Is the emesis that there is a certain amount that a person could understand on his own because the Borei Olam gave a person a seichel. And if he could be mitayher his seichel, that his midus wouldn't make a negia there, al pi seichel, he could be manning himself the mixes al koponim with the hanoga haruya. Because the one of the kelim that the Borei Olam gave for us to know what to do is seichel. That's a Gemara in Ksuvos. You can get there, you have to stop. You learned that? Anyways, the Gemara there says there's a din of pesha asar pesha yiter. That if she says eishes ish hoyisi ugrusha ani, so she's neman. When she said eishes ish hoyisi, she's a moedas valdin, that she said she's asar. And so after when she says that she's a grusha, we shouldn't believe her. And that you're asar, you have nemanis. That you're mutter, you don't have nemanis. So the Gemara pesha asar pesha yiter mishnah. A pesha asar pesha yiter, since only iser is al piha, is Bela, the heter, she's also nemen for the heter. So the Gemara asks, I ask, how do you know a pesha asar pesha yiter? So the Gemara wants to bring a pasuk, because bitin osat lish hazeh. Then the Gemara brings, you need it for something else. The Gemara says, we need a pasuk for svarahi. It's a pasuk of svarah. So he says that's a mocker. That something that's be'emes seichel tohor belishum pikpuk is that's a halach b'toyer. It's not a halach. You can pass on halachas with that. However, there's a t'nai in that the seichel has to be tohor for midas. Is mimele if al pi seichel a person is going to want to know how to be nisnaig al pi midos in his midos, he's going to have a problem, because until he's misakin his midos, so the seichel is going to be nagua from his midos. He's going to decide al pi his midos, not al pi seichel. So he's going to have a shukul problem how to do that. You see, he'll have to come to a massive of his pashtus agashmius, where his seichel is not mushba bechla. It's not so poshut, but ulai guli hayv ulai. But akoponim, that is only the first shlav in the midos shel Torah. That's the shlav in midos that the seichel is mechayev. But there's a shlav lemaila mizeh that in the dakus of the taharas hamidos that person would not be able to be oimer on his own. L'moshel, I can't remember the Maisa 100% right now, but the Gana Maisa that Brisol Salanter, that I can think a lot of. I started with this one. There's a lot of ma'asim like that. The big Rashi's and Chumash. But we started with that epis. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a taina on somebody for something that he did. So when he was in the same city with this person that he had a taina to, so he went over to him to visit him. And Mistami told me the tiny had an item there also. I don't remember for sure. So they asked him, that's not Matim. I mean, if you have tiny on him, so you go give Mechabed him, the go to Lador, goes to Mechabed him with the... So he said that he has a mocker in a posuk, that the meat of the Bora Oilum is like that. That the mocker where you have a tiny on something, you also have to be masker his milus and be Mechabed him. So we would have Hamid to think of something like that. I've got to tighten this person. He's a Russia. But because of that, that's mechayiv me. I have to go be mechaber. That's the taras ha hisnagus benodim lechaveru. That without he brought a pasuk in Nach for that hisnagus. If you're interested in looking it up, it's like in the Shari Oira. That's the Hakdama to this Or Yisrael. Ritzvul Petagor brings this mitzvah. But this believable tsiyurim of this the emes his nagus ben odom lechaveiro kolmor we're talking about not a oifen of hanhoga that people should be happy with each other and everything should, you know, people should hate each other and the society should be successful. We're talking about the Shleimus HaOdom in his Midot, that the Bara Olam wanted. All right, the Bara Olam created a person with Midot that he has to be Misaken. And the Tzik, how does he know when is the Midah Misukin and when is the Midah not Misukin? How does he know that, Bechal? So the bartender is telling us that's what the Tana came to say over here, that we should know that just like in mitzvahs, that we understand that I can't decide that, well, listen, you have black tefillin, and I'm going to make, I think red is a much nicer color. Yeah, it's much more, it's much, if I would have had red tefillin, it would be oyer my kavon and tefillah much more, and I would, you know, it's much more, I would be besimcha more, and it's, if you have simcha, and everyone else, some people like green, some people like yellow. As I'm going to pick it up, everyone will pick their own colored tefillin. Is that we understand that it's not like that. That in Rambam it says that when a person puts on tefillin, he's automatically a Yorei Shamayim. That's when the Rambam put on tefillin. That's what he was marvish. Take a look in Rambam Hilchos Tefillin. And automatically is mashrin him tzayir shemayim with the kniya, with the he changes his whole matzav ruchoni. Is how does that happen? It's only the baron was megalif. You make the tefillin with meruba, black, with tzuas, with parshias. Then you're going to have kedushas atfillin. So that we understand. But lachura is nagus benon lachaverov. It's, you know, I have to have a pesnesuk with my roommate. So I'll think, I'll see that he's wrong, and I'm going to tell him that he's wrong. I'll know exactly what to do. So the bartender tells us not like that. That the goyim, they wrote books like that. And where did they get their ideas from? Maybe leave them. What that was margish. That's a hanoga haruuya. People, everyone will do like that. It'll be good. But that is not yer leumkoi shel koyches ha'odom. Like we said, the Bara Olam created the person in an oifen that he has to do certain things in order to come to the shleimus. And the person that the Bara Olam created was neiridika. It's not so poshut. The amount that we're makir from ourselves is less than the tip of the iceberg. Both in the koiches ruchonim that we have in the Maila, and in the koiches of koiches hanefesh that we have in the guf lamata. What's going on in our midas v'chulu, we have kimat no idea b'chlal. Is b'meila a goy makes a system of midas? Okay, maybe that everyone will live happy. But to come to that shleimus that the Bara Olam wanted this Adam to have, that they're not going to come to. That's only because that when the Bara Olam gave Torah b'mayim v'har Sinai, it was kolol in that both the mitzvahs and also the midos and musorim of the hisnagus of a person, how he is supposed to look up his shleimusay. That was niskal in Torah. And that in the Maseches Ovis is Yeshomer. I don't know. There's all kind of reasons why the Maseches is called Ovis. It's a sach time. One of the reasons is because these Mishnayos are the Ovis of all the Midos, and everything else is a Tolda. Like Arba Ovis Nezikin. There's Ovis and there's Toldas. So these are the Ovis of the Midos. That it's Kolol all the Shroshim of all the Midos Toivis. But they're told us, believe will. That's this mesechta. But al kopani, that is something that we have to, that the Bartanur is telling us that we have to know that there is nothing that a person can be machlid on his own if it's roi lasos or eino roi lasos. The only way to know, not only in mitzvahs, but also in his nagus, v'non l'charveiroi, and in his own midas. The only way to know be'emes is if he'll be mevard al pitayr. For that was that's the chelik of agarata in shas. That's the chelik of the Yerushalayim, the midas. And then there's Vaita, there's on that, there's Rishonim, Achronim, Achroni Achronim, the whole Torah's Hamidos Shel HaOdom that's Nisbar in Torah, I'll be the Makoyers in Torah. Okay.